BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Loving the Trolls is back for a Strictly special. Also, Danny Howard's on Real or No Real. And one of our listeners is on to us for advice. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Happy Halloween.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here. Chris in Surrey's been on saying, you actually just scare the life out of me. I'm painting a really old dark house in a quite a spooky hallway, and that Happy Halloween thing over the song made me actually jump out of my skin. Or at least I hope it was on Radio 1. Yeah, it was.
What was the growling about, please?
I don't know.
Was that you?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't me growling, but it was me putting that on. I'm just trying to scare people. And it's working. David in Northampton is at work and had his headphones turned up well loud, and this happened.
Happy Halloween.
Actually quite horrible, isn't it?
So what's the plan for today? You're just going to keep dropping this every now and then?
Maybe, yeah.
Halloween and all.
Yeah. Happy Halloween to you. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Let's cast our mind back to yesterday, where Rihanna off of Films played Innuendo Bingo, and I've never seen Chris laugh so hard during a show.
It's possibly the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And it all came from the programme Holiday of a Lifetime, which stars Len Goodman off of Strictly and his former Strictly colleague, Arlene Phillips.
Mm.
Oh, I tell you what.
Oh,
smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
So that's Len and Arlene in a caravan there, trying some chocolate eclairs from yesterday's Innuendo Bingo.
There was a point where you mashed it up with another Innuendo Bingo from yesterday, and
yes,
the two collided in a way which just made... it's never been done before, mashing innuendos together.
It was actually a fluke that this happened, because I was just playing them both at the same time, but you absolutely lost it. When I played a clip from Steve Wright's show on Radio 2,
yes,
and that clip you just heard from Holiday of a Lifetime with Len and Arlene, every time it gets...
Doing Enya.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
You lost it.
It's my favourite thing ever.
It was a good one yesterday. It was really good to have Rihanna back on Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. Hello, Scott.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. I understand you're coming to us for some advice.
Yes, yes.
Okay, how can we help, please?
Basically, I've been on 5 or 6 dates with a girl. Everything's going quite well so far.
Mm.
And I thought, since you are so good at solving people's problems and come up with good solutions, I need a sort of a date idea, because I've already used up my good ideas.
So at what point did you ever think that we were good at solving people's problems? What, like, are you listening to a different show?
Well, I thought that yesterday the whole thing about borrowing people's clothes ended up with quite a good solution to it.
Okay.
So I thought...
Okay, so you've got a problem and you've called us.
Yes.
I mean, to be honest, don't even phone your friends. Like, just call me. I'm the first person. I'm the first port of call, I think.
My friends know less than me about it, so...
Oh, okay, right. So I understand why you've rang now.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I don't understand why you've rang. What's the problem? It sounds like it's all going very well.
It is, but I've used up my good ideas for dates.
Okay, so what dates have you been on so far? Tell me where they were and what happened.
We've been out for drinks a couple of times. Went out for a meal. Been to the driving range, believe it or not.
What?
To play golf.
To play golf?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Is that not something maybe you would do more with the lads?
Well, I like golf, and she said she's never been before, which I couldn't believe. I thought she might have been at least once with her dad or something to mess around, but she hasn't.
Oh my gosh, so. She must be so bored.
No, I think it's one of those things that seems like a good date idea, but then you get there and suddenly realise it's far more for you than her.
Yeah, I think that's
an error. That was exactly
what error. But she still saw you again after the driving range date?
Yes, she did.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then there's a place called Jesmond Dean, sort of near Newcastle, which is a really nice, like, big national park, which I've been to.
Oh, yeah.
And the last time I went out for drinks.
Right.
And then that's it. That was last weekend.
Well, no, it sounds like everything that you've done has sort of gone a step up every time. So let's break it down. You went from drinks to... Where'd you go after the drink? You went for a meal?
Yeah.
Driving range?
Driving range.
Yeah.
National Park,
very outdoorsy.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
And how's, without going into too many details, where are we up to with this?
I do like air.
Okay, but where have you,
Well, I just think I need to keep the momentum going. Mm-hmm. And I've sort of...
Yeah, but okay, I'll ask you again. Actually. Where are we up to with this?
Oh, we haven't kissed yet.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, you would get there in the end.
Right.
Yeah,
It's unravelling now. So now I know why you've called us. So you need a date idea for this weekend. You know, you've done the driving range, you've done the national park. We need to ideally go a step higher than that. But you need to secure a kiss.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
That's it, isn't it?
It is. That's the major thing.
You're taking your time. It's 5 dates in and that's no bad thing. It's when you're ready.
Yeah,
he's not that kind of guy.
No, I get that.
Yeah, we've agreed to sort of take it slow because Russian things never worked out.
Yeah.
Have you tried yet?
Not really.
What do you mean?
There's probably been moments when I could have, but I just didn't take the opportunity, which I'm punching myself with.
Have you done a yawn yet, but actually put your arm around her?
No one does that.
Definitely not.
Oh, no. So are you a bit gutted? You think, it's always hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
All right, Dad. I've got a good idea.
Go on then.
Yeah? Go ahead.
This will take it to the next level.
Yep, I'm listening.
It's a proper
Let me guess what you're going to say. Is it based on a film called Ghost?
No, but that would also be amazing. No.
Okay.
I know what you can do, because it's Halloween.
Right.
Apple bobbing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you fill your own bucket up?
What? Yeah.
I know, where do I go for that?
Why does that take it to the next level? In your experience, that's work for you, is it?
Well, because, I'm all wet. I'm... You know.
That's nonsense.
And it's quite easy to do at home. All you need is a bowl and some water and some apples.
The other thing is, we haven't met each other's families yet, so that'll
that's
be quite...
Right.
But bringing around an apple bob for the first time...
Why not? Perfect excuse.
I see what you mean. You don't want your parents walking in... to your bedroom, her head's in a bucket, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I get you.
Teeth around an apple. Doesn't look great, does it?
No. Quite an awkward situation.
Mum, this is...
Hello.
That would definitely be the last day.
Okay. All right, then. Well, don't take my idea. Fine.
No, okay. Well, I've got a suggestion for you. This is a different one, right? But I think the problem is you're too friend-zoned at the moment. Mm. So what I'm thinking, and that's no bad thing, right? It's nice that you're friends, but you want to ramp it up another level. You need to introduce nudity to the equation.
What?
Here's what I'm thinking. Life drawing.
Right.
No, or is it too soon?
That's definitely too soon.
Okay.
No. You're misunderstanding me, Mills. I don't mean drawing each other. I mean, you go along to one of those classes, there's someone stood there.
I see.
Like a fruit bowl situation. Yes, yes. Well, I don't know what you both thought I meant.
I thought you meant drawing each other.
No, that's so DiCaprio. It's really 90s.
Yeah, it is.
Worked for him.
Yeah, it did. What about, from my experience in the dancings?
Right.
Because let's face it, they all get off with each other. What about a salsa class?
Great idea.
Could do.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Girls love it. Girls all want to. They mostly want to dance. And
you've got to hold each other.
Yeah, you do. There's personal contact there, and you do, believe me, in experience, get very close to your partner.
Sounds very good.
Yeah.
Sounds ideal.
Okay, so we're on the right lines now, are we?
Yeah, getting very close.
Is she viewing all these dates as dates? Do you think she knows what's happening?
Yeah, she knows what's going on.
Okay, right. All so you've talked about it.
Yeah, we've had a conversation.
Well, you just need to kiss her then.
I know. Mm. I don't just want to go in.
I know, but if you've just been apple bobbing, like you would have had your face in the bowl.
I think the apple bobbing.
Bring the face from the bowl
so weird,
to the mouth, Bosh.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then. So you need an idea for this weekend. We're all Team Jonathan. We all want you to succeed with this.
Yeah, we do.
There's an idea out there, Jonathan. We just need to find it for your big sixth date.
Yeah.
Does she know that you're phoning up Radio 1?
No, I'm really hoping she doesn't listen to Radio 1 at work. Yeah. Mm.
This could go one of two ways. This will actually make it much easier because you've already broken the ice and told me that you want a kiss from her.
Yeah.
Or
I thought you were suggesting it'll be easier because he's now on Radio 1 and that's...
No.
that will help him somehow.
She might hate it.
15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, she may hate that you've put your relationship on the radio.
I hope that she doesn't listen to this radio station at work.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, mate, we're going to get loads of ideas through now and we can pass them on.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And what we'll do is we'll speak to you on Monday, but keep listening and you'll get some good ideas coming through in a minute, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen all day.
Oh, thank you. Right, speak to you on Monday, and I hope we've helped. Have a good weekend.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
When's the date?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Exciting. All right, keep me updated.
I will do.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Loads of people are saying 5 dates and no kiss. It's not good.
No. But no. People have been very encouraging in terms of what they're suggesting for dates. There's a lot of ice skating suggestions.
No one likes apple bobbing, which is a bit rubbish. I really thought that was a good idea.
I think it just seems a little bit like times have moved on.
Oh.
This is an interesting text, right? There's so many suggestions coming through. I'm not sure what to make of this one. No name. He should set up a jumper date. Get coffee, then go to a charity shop shopping for cosy jumpers. Go home and wash them. You kiss and stuff while they're washing and drying, and then you put on warm, cosy jumpers and snuggle with films and snacks.
I've never heard of that.
That is possibly the weirdest text we've ever had here
already. I've never heard of that. Also, scary movies is good because you can be like, oh, you all right? Oh, you're scared?
Right.
Yes, then off you go.
But it's not much of a sort of date event for the weekend, is it?
No. Oh, go and buy some jumpers then. The Scott Mills Daily. Halloween is really on this year, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, more than ever. And I don't really know why. I suppose it's because it's an American thing and it's, like, kind of filtered through.
Yeah, but we're playing so many Halloween songs today, but even some that you really have got to try and... I mean, you've got to give it thought as to why they are Halloween songs.
Mate, you wait till Strictly tomorrow. It's a Halloween special, but some of the songs, not Halloween songs, because there's only a few. Thriller, Ghostbusters, Monster Mash.
Yeah.
And then Adam's Family, that's what I'm doing.
So it is out there, what song you're doing?
Yeah, Adam's Family.
See, I think this is your week, this song, because it's the first time that I think the song really will suit the dancing. Quite a stompy song, isn't it?
Right.
No, I mean that in the nicest possible way. I just mean that it's when these things match up. I mean, it's hard to do an incredible dance to the Adam's Family, isn't it?
It is, and I'll make sure that that doesn't happen. Incredible dance, I mean.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night. I think that's a compliment.
It is.
Yeah.
Big weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm moving in to a new place this weekend as well.
Oh, you're moving. Yes. Mm. Yes, when is that?
That's tomorrow. So I'm just trying to get things in order, figure everything out.
Should I have bought you a present?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about this. Like, at what point will I be receiving the moving in present?
Also, like, there are presents for absolutely everything now. Someone asked me where the Halloween present was earlier. It's like, you don't get presents for Halloween.
No, I didn't
and
think
also,
you did either.
You don't get presents for... Just because you've moved house, I'm not going to buy you a present.
Are you not?
No, I'm not being stingy. I'm just saying, why would you get a present for that?
Well, you're one of my closest friends, and I would think that it's right that you bring a moving present.
Or do you want me to bake some muffins and bring them round in a wicker basket?
Or potted plant. Isn't that what you do?
I don't know. I'm not your neighbour.
No, are you going to bring gifts for your neighbour?
No, I don't know. I think if you move in, it's American again.
What is the deal with...
I saw it on Desperate Housewives once.
When you move in, at what point should you talk to your neighbour?
Oh.
Do you have to go round and, like, force it?
In America, yes.
Right.
It's the done thing to turn up with baked goods in, like, a basket. Hey, welcome to the neighbourhood. I've never spoke to my neighbours where I live. There's the difference.
But anyway,
I've no idea who they are.
New place tomorrow, and that's despite what you did to me earlier in the week... Where you made me ring my estate agents.
I know, I still feel a bit sorry for her.
Just a couple more questions about the tenancy agreement here. Shall we take it to the bedroom?
Okay.
Does the bed revolve?
It doesn't, no. Sorry, it's just a bog standard IKEA, I'm afraid.
Okay. Am I able to put a mirror on the ceiling?
If that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But at the end of the tenancy, you'll have to take it down. And then make good any damage. Obviously, like the holes in the wall. But I'd obviously make sure you get a professional to put it up for you, just in case.
You sound like you've had a bad experience with that before.
No.
She was so professional throughout, though, wasn't she?
Mm.
Even when this happened.
It says no pets.
Yeah.
But does a donkey count as it's more of a working animal?
Would it be living outside or inside?
Potentially. I know there's a bit of grass outside that it could graze on.
Yeah,
Is that allowed?
If you want to keep a donkey, then I'd need to get permission from the landlord.
But, like, even a donkey wasn't too much trouble for her.
No.
She was still going to look into it for you. Those calls are on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast if you want them in full. You are exactly the kind of person that will never get their deposit back.
I think that's harsh. I'd rather you didn't say that on a national radio station.
A show of hands for anyone that thinks that Chris will get his deposit back. Put your hands up if you think
thing to put out there.
But you won't.
I will.
I never have. You won't. You'll be putting holes in the walls. Is this bad saying this on air?
I think we should move on.
Okay. But when you move out, you won't, though. No.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So you're DJing at your old university tonight, Chris?
I am, yeah.
In Southampton
Uni, yes.
Oh, it's always a good night, isn't it?
Are you tempted to come along?
I've got Strictly tomorrow. I could just turn my phone off. I'm joking if they're listening.
No, but that would be so ledge. Big night out tonight.
No, really not.
Go on.
No, I'm taking this dancing thing seriously for as long as I'm there. But I wish you the very best of luck and a good time this evening.
Why luck?
Well, aren't there other Halloween nights on competing?
Of course there are, yeah.
We've got Diags from Towie down the road. I don't know what happened here, mate. No, I'm sure it'll be busy and that you'll have a good time. You'll be bringing Zombie Nation with you.
Oh, yeah. All the hits. Good shout, actually. Yes.
Shout out to Becky Hill, who's obviously the vocalist on that song. She's in a cab at the moment listening to Radio 1. Cool. She says to the guy, "That's me on the radio, geese." And he's like, "Yeah, whatever. This just happened just now."
Do you think it was a situation then where she had to prove it? Sing along.
Yeah, go on and prove it. But I'm proving it now, Mr. Taxi Driver, if you're listening, with Becky Hill. It is her, the actual vocalist on that song, in the car with you now.
Well, claiming to be Becky Hill.
No, it is her. It's definitely her. That was Afterglow, sounded amazing. And it's Scott on BBC Radio 1. Loving the Trolls is back next. We've not done this for a while. But I did get quite a lot of abuse last week from Strictly Come Dancing.
Of course.
But, you know, because everyone's got an opinion on a show like that, and that's allowed. But some of it was quite, ouch. So what I like to do is, to make it less hurtful, put it through the voice of our computer, Lawrence. Lawrence has got a really high voice. And people love this, I think, because when they get trolled, maybe online, or if they put a video up on YouTube or a comment on Facebook and someone says something nasty, you just imagine it in this really high voice, and it takes the sting out of it massively.
It's true that, because whenever you see these comments, and they aren't nice, I don't know why, but you always imagine that it's a normal person talking. You kind of hear it as if it was someone that you actually like talking, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should just hear it for what it is, and yeah. It is Lawrence.
So I've chosen some of the best ones that I got last weekend for a Loving the Trolls Strictly special. Yes. The voice of Lawrence is back next. Okay, are we ready for Loving the Trolls? Gonzo in Surrey's been on going, "Have I missed Loving the Trolls?" No, it's on now. So, you know, people say hurtful things to you online. Obviously, I got quite a lot of that recently. But it makes it a lot less unpleasant if you put all the comments through the voice of our computer, Lawrence. That way, it doesn't hurt at all. So next time, if you get anything online that's a bit nasty, just imagine every single one of those people speaks like Lawrence. Let's do this.
Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls, loving the Trolls.
Strictly special.
Loving the Trolls, oh, wow. Yeah. Loving the Trolls, loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. Is it?
As you may imagine, I got quite a lot of reaction last weekend on social media when I was kept in the competition Strictly Come Dancing.
It is embarrassingly bad when Scott is on. I've started going to make a tea.
Make a what?
A tea.
A tea.
It's embarrassing bad when Scott, I've started making a tea.
So this is somebody that has decided that they can't watch anymore, and when I'm on, that's when they go and make a tea. Because there's no ad breaks, like on X Factor. Like, it's BBC, so it's straight away through.
I do that, though.
What, when I'm on?
No, not when you're on. Because obviously, you know, I'm keen to see what you're up to. But you do need to go make a tea at some point.
It is embarrassingly bad when Scott is on. I've started going to make a tea.
And actually, the timing of it is perfect to make a tea. It's about 1 minute 30.
Yes.
So by the time it's made and you've put the milk in, etc., I'll be gone.
Yes.
You will never see me.
Well, at least they're turning something quite negative, which is clearly their attitude, into a positive, which is making some tea.
And next...
Scott, you are a disgrace to dancing. Craig was right. You are the exception to the rule. Anyone can learn to dance. Disgusted.
So I was disgusted by your dancing.
Disgusted.
Oh, that's strong.
That's quite a strong word to use for just me dancing on TV, isn't it?
Mm. That almost suggests it makes them slightly ill.
Yes.
Do you know what
disgusted.
I mean?
Disgusted.
Oh, no. No, because the thing is, when you dance, dancing's a lovely thing, isn't it? I mean, the idea of it is
it's
to
not
put
disgusting.
A smile on people's face. The idea that a dance can be disgusting. It's like the two don't really match up.
No. I've changed dancing from being a great thing to being disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wow.
But I'd get it if you were doing sort of a Christina Aguilera dirty-esque kind of thing and I had to watch you in sort of stockings.
Nobody
and
wants to see that.
I'd get that with that word. Yeah. But yeah, odd that you dressed up as a crab or even your quite modest Charleston last week could be described as disgusting.
I didn't really like Scott Mills before, since Strictly. I now hate him.
They've upgraded.
Oh, wow. So they didn't like me before, but now actual hate is going on.
It's because they can see you.
Yeah.
I didn't really like Scott Mills before, since Strictly. I now hate him.
Ouch. Oh. Oh, well.
It doesn't sound as bad in the voice of Laura.
No.
So.
I mean, if that was read out in a real voice, it'd be like, oh, that really hurts. But you've got a silly voice. It's fine.
Scott Mills is about as useful as a chocolate kettle.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Chocolate kettle.
This is quite a dad insult. I like it.
Scott Mills is about as useful as a chocolate kettle.
Why would you be useful? Again, it's an odd phrase.
Useful as a chocolate kettle.
Okay, bring it on. More.
Country File is on next, but I have already seen a farm animal running about on my TV screen today.
A farm animal running about my TV screen today. I imagine that's about me because they did mention me in the tweet.
But, oh, I see what you mean. It was acted at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, on another...
Do I look like a farm animal?
Well, it depends what week. Were these all from last week's one?
I don't know.
I could understand the crab thing the week before.
But when I was doing the Charleston... I was wearing a waistcoat. I didn't look like a farm animal.
No.
At least Dan Widdicombe had some nice dresses. Her hair was better than Scott's, too.
So,
Ann Widdicombe's got better hair than me. Got it.
Mm.
And lovely dresses, which I don't have.
But she's not on this year. Why is she in there?
Well, they're saying at least she had nice dresses.
Oh.
I mean, she was useless as well.
Mm.
But at least she looked better.
But at least there was something to look at there.
Yeah,
with
that's
nice dresses.
Oh. I don't think Widdicombe's ever been described as something to look at.
No, I went with the nice dresses.
And?
Scott, I love you very much. But when you were smiling for the camera, you looked like you needed a poo or were about to kill someone.
It's the same face for both.
Right, so I need to stop smiling, yes? Because it looks like I need a poo.
Hmm. Some of your facial expressions, to be fair, not that I want to agree with the troll here, but some of your facial expressions, and in fact, that's not too trolly. They say they love you. In fact, if anything, it's just an interesting point.
What are you saying about my face?
Sometimes your facial expressions are quite funny on that show.
Yeah. Well, that's what they tell me to do, so I do.
Yeah. I particularly like, we've said this before, I particularly like your shocked face.
Yeah.
When someone leaves the competition,
I'm not doing that on purpose.
Looking shocked, it's so funny.
But I'm not doing that on purpose.
You are.
I'm not, though.
You are.
Like, when you're in it, it's actually quite stressful.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No, I'm not putting that on, I promise you.
You are,
though. On my life, I'm not, though.
You looked like you needed a poo.
Thanks very much. And finally...
I can't even see you.
Right, because I think that's from the One Direction chat from earlier in the week.
Or Ariana Grande. Did she tweet you this weekend?
No, she hasn't yet.
No.
I can't even see you.
Can't even see you. And that was a Strictly special of
Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
Loving the Trolls.
Is it Loving the Trolls? We're Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
You looked like you needed a poo.
Ooh.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Yeah. Friday, BBC Radio 1, Rixton, wait on me.
I've just seen that the soup in the BBC canteen today is blood and maggot soup.
Mmm.
Nice.
Oh, wow. You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps. So, Danny Howard's here. Hello.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How's the dancing?
It's all right, yeah. I'm just gearing up for tomorrow, really. Halloween special, I hope you'll be watching.
Yeah, of course.
Don't really have you down as a Strictly viewer, frankly.
No, but I told you, was it? Yeah, last week I watched for the first time, the week before.
Yeah.
And I felt really proud, I was really happy.
Thank you.
And you're nearly there, are you nearly there?
No, way no, okay. No, it's Christmas, it finishes.
So what's tomorrow then, the Halloween special, what are you...
Tomorrow, Halloween special, I'm Uncle Fester.
Oh, nice.
So please vote, remember it's free online. Oh.
Hey, maybe I could come along. I've grown my chest hair and I could maybe come along as Cousin It.
You can actually. We need a Cousin It.
Yeah.
We do already. We do have a hand.
Okay.
But actually, we haven't cast it yet. But hey. You won't get
it. Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see this.
I can't wait.
It's going to be good tomorrow. Okay. Is this real or no real?
The average American spends more than $70 each year on Halloween related expenses.
Well, they go in, don't they, when it comes to Halloween?
They love it.
They really do. I think we're slowly catching up in the UK.
We were saying, because I don't think... I mean, I've been on Radio 1 a few Halloweens. Oh. I don't remember us going as big on Halloween as we have this year. I had to play Trick Me by Khalees earlier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of jingles and...
Yeah,
there's...
Happy Halloween!
I heard that before.
We've never had those before. So it's definitely getting bigger. But in America, it's always been big. I remember I was in America once for Halloween, and I think it's bigger than Christmas there, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Halloween are the biggest ones, I think, more than Christmas Day.
Sort of waters down Christmas.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely more. Like, we're all about Christmas, but they're not so much.
What are you dressing up as?
I was just saying, I think I've been let down to the team this year. I've just got a mask. That's it.
So you're going in as Wolverine?
Couldn't find a pound shop.
Hey, I've still got that wolf head. Do you remember?
But that would be perfect. With
that
the
was amazing.
With, with the body like Danny and the wolf head, that's the full outfit.
Yeah. It's the old lady outfit off of Riding Hood when she turns. It's a 90, basically. But then it goes into a wolf's head. And often what I'll do of an evening is put the wolf head on and just scare passers-by from my upstairs window. That's what I'll be doing tonight.
You good at Halloween dressing up? You usually have... A big gathering.
Yeah.
So when is this gathering?
No, it's scrapped this year because of the dancing.
You can't use that as an excuse.
No, sorry.
We're all waiting.
It's disappointing.
It'll be resumed next year. Okay. So do they spend $70 each in America on Halloween?
Well, yeah, definitely real.
I think real.
That one is real.
Absolutely real, they do. They spend on costumes, food and drink each year on average, about £45, $70. Yeah.
Nice.
And next.
According to the official Pantone list of colours, there are actually 104 shades of grey.
Oh, not 50. Oh. Get it.
I didn't really get... So, obviously, there's the books with the title, but I didn't quite get what the title means.
I didn't either. Is it like an official thing?
I don't know.
Or not? That's what we need to decide.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you've ever chosen paint for your house, you'll know there are a lot of shades of grey.
There's something I really wanted to do in that there's one homeware store which will, in fact, I'm sure quite a few of them do it, but you bring in whatever colour that you like, so you see anything like this highlighter here, you can go in and they will match the colour.
The green highlighter.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
I was quite keen to see what they would be willing to colour match on. I wanted to bring in assorted goods.
Try a grey.
You know what I mean? Or just like lots of dodgy stuff and just see if they would see if
they
could match
it. Brilliant.
Match that.
Might do that.
Are there actually 104 shades of grey?
Seems quite a lot. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah, there is. What about this, though?
There were embarrassed scenes at Jonathan Ross's famous Halloween party last year when Holly Willoughby and Millie McIntosh both turned up dressed in the same sexy cavewoman outfit.
Awkward.
Sexy cavewoman's not a hard thing to achieve, though. I think it's when you've got something that's really, really ugly and then you just put sexy before it.
I don't understand why it always has to be sexy on Halloween.
We just cut holes out of it.
Yeah, but why Halloween, why does that make it, you have to be sexy?
Sexy cat, that's a favourite, isn't
it? Yeah, sexy nurse.
I don't know, I suppose it's just their way of glamorising it a little bit.
Yeah, but I think you're both missing the point. It's like, not the things that are quite easy to make sexy. The point is when people are turning up as sexy wolf and you know, sexy pig, that kind of thing.
Because they're not really sexy in real life.
No, because often it's like, it's a weird mask, but then with some kind of sexy accompaniment.
But did Holly and Millie turn up and have an absolute wardrobe mare by wearing the same sexy cavewoman outfit at the party?
Real.
Well, that's happened at your party before. Two people turned up wearing the same thing, and then I figured out that they were actually meant to be sort of zombie Jedwoods.
Yes, they were Deadwood.
Yeah. So, and then I realised they'd actually turned up together.
Yeah, they had. Are you like, oh yeah, oh they're clashing? It's like, no, they're Jedwood.
Well, that doesn't count then.
So you're saying Danny real?
I'm
Chris,
say
you're
real.
Saying
real.
That one is no real.
No.
It's a weird one to make up.
I know. Oh, we need to say about the other one. The grey one, a more accurate title for the book, would have been 104 Shades of Grey. The brilliant QIpedia Twitter feed dug out that fact for us, so thank you. Okay. Next.
Katy Perry keeps locks of Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift's hair in her handbag.
Oh.
Why? Why would that be?
So she sounds like them, maybe.
Is it? I don't know. That suggests there's some kind of magic going on.
There is somebody who works here who I still believe to this day carries around with them a... What?
This is going to be great. What?
This is a real or no real... Within a real or no real.
I believe it's a lock of Zac Efron's hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
They keep it with them at all times.
But do you know why they do that? Because that might help with our real or no real here.
Because they love him.
More importantly, can you say who?
No.
Okay.
What is the best thing that you've got, Danny, from like a famous?
Nothing really. I'm rubbish at collecting. I don't you know, clutter.
You must have got like, I don't know, you must have drunk Tiesto's champagne or something one night.
Well, I have done that, but not to a big DJ. He'll hate me for saying that. It's a guy called Dawley, and I was on the same show as him at a Fatboy Slim concert. We were both supporting, which is good.
Yeah.
And me and my friend decided to drink his rider after he left. But he hadn't left. He'd actually gone out to the crowd to see his friends and came back, and then that was, yeah.
Well, you nicked my champagne?
Yeah.
All kicked off.
Oof.
Good. I don't think he knows that. He does now.
Oh, he does now. okay, so... Katy Perry keeping locks of Miley and Taylor's hair in her handbag.
It's a very weird thing to do. I'm going to say no real.
But it is very Katy Perry. I'm going
to
say real.
That one is real.
Yep. In 2008, Katy was so excited to be at the Grammys and sharing a dressing room with Miley and Taylor that she asked to get a lock of their hair. She still has the hair in her handbag and each lock is wrapped in a pink ribbon. It's so Katy Perry. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20, Danny got 20.
Okay, fair and square.
Yes.
What's on tomorrow on Dance Anthems?
Tomorrow, very excited, because I'm going back to back in the mix with the one and only Calvin Harris, whose new album Motion drops next week, and in that mix, he's going to be playing two of his new tracks exclusively.
What?
I know, so can't wait for that.
You, in the mix, with Calvin Harris.
With Calvin Harris!
On Radio 1.
Exactly,
that's
tomorrow.
Happening.
Tune of the Summer, 10 Walls, Walk of Elephants is getting its tempo pushed. We've got the R1 dance chart, got world-exclusive remixes of Clean Bandit, Real Love, Alesso, Heroes, and just lots of big tunes. It's going
to
be good.
So tomorrow on your show, we'll get to hear new Calvin Harris stuff.
Two new exclusive tracks within the mix, and obviously he puts more of his tunes in there as well, but two unheard off the new album.
That's awesome.
It's going to be good.
4 o'clock tomorrow, Dance Anthems, Danny Howard, Radio 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Join us Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 or get this free podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.